You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Bitch, we live.
What
up, though?
It's a little off.
Yeah. A little water.
One person was counting us down. The other one just came in.
And then...
I didn't get the countdown signal.
Yeah, no, I was trying.
Oh, you were counting us down. Oh.
My hands are busy. You're on your own.
Right. Oh. I was like, Kate, count us down. And then she did a little temptation thing.
You know
I'm like, what is
that?
We've
been doing it lately, though. Like,
who
me,
has?
Me and you. We've been looking at Pete all excited. Remember
it's a
last
part,
week?
I think it's a part of the show that the intro is always messed up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They expect it to be retarded.
Is this thing on, though?
Is this thing on?
Okay.
All right.
This
week, folks, what is this? Episode 34. Last week was episode 33. We have reached episode 34. Round of applause for that.
Is that Charles Barkley number?
Charles Barkley number, the round bound rebound. So we got a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Obviously, it's March Madness. We'll get all into it. First, I'm Detroit Red. This is Killer, and that's Slimmy Fats, and together we make the stew.
Hey.
We have a very special guest that is going by alias question mark number two.
Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne is in the building. Oh, wait, how did Christian Bale do it?
Oh, God.
Man, that was the worst Batman ever.
Y'all crazy.
Who's your Batman?
Y'all crazy. That was the best Batman.
No, he was terrible. He was smoking too much.
See, this is the thing.
No.
You guys are not comic book people.
Made the Dark Knight.
You guys are not comic book people, so I'm going to let that slide.
So you mean to tell me when you had your Batman pajamas on reading the comic book, you was reading it in that voice?
Right.
Because I was young and foolish back then.
Pow.
I didn't know it was good. I like the Rescue Rangers back then, too.
No, the last Batman sounded like Ken Kniff.
No.
Stop. No, he was like,
He was hard. He was true to what Batman truly is.
What
Batman
about his voice?
He's a dark bad voice hider.
There's no voice with a comic book, though.
That's so.
Right.
I know, in your head.
I imagine...
You
Batman
imagine
to sound
Ken
like
Kniff
Chris,
in your head?
Yes. That's how I imagine Bruce Wayne talking.
I'm Batman.
Because he's trying to disguise his voice so no one can recognize his voice. He's a billionaire.
Yeah,
for Christ's sake, he
does an awful job at it in the last movie.
You guys suck. You guys don't know. Anybody that really in the comic book knows.
Who's my Batman
is Batman?
Is George Clooney. And everybody hates him, but it was cool to me.
George Clooney.
I forgot he even played Batman. He was so bad. I erased that out. Of my memory.
What?
He said George.
What?
George.
So we know all of the true comic book.
I like George
there,
Clooney.
We know.
I thought he was cool. He was smooth. Bruce Wayne to me was a smooth character.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? He had money and he had a decent style to himself.
What's his name? I keep wanting to say Michael Keaton.
Ben Affleck.
I can't think of his name.
Michael Keaton did play Batman.
He was the original Batman.
The original in 92.
That's the one.
There's no original, though.
That's my Batman. That's all I'm saying.
Michelle
Mystery
Pfeiffer,
Man agrees.
Michelle Pfeiffer's
Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer was also gassed up to be pretty.
Come on, man.
Chick was terrible.
It was the 80s.
I don't understand what people was looking at.
Michael Keaton was terrible. He was all right.
Michael Keaton was fine to me.
Right, I thought so. His voice was fine.
He was all out of shape.
I didn't cringe.
Like, come on,
Arnold Schwarzenegger in those movies.
That was Clooney.
No, that was Clooney.
That's the one.
Jamie Foxx is a villain. Come on, man. We got to get back in our time.
Yeah,
okay,
we talked about Batman now. See, look what you did.
All right, so we got Western Conference standings. We got to talk about last week. We didn't get to talk about it. We got to talk about, you know, it's like four or five teams within maybe 1 to 3 games of one another. So we got to try to place them. Klay Thompson and Steph, they're injured. Are the Warriors still the favorites? Brian is still talking trade talk, and he threw some more flirting material out there for us to talk about. And we got to talk NFL free agency. And it's March Madness. So we got a loaded show. Hopefully we'll get through everything. Most likely we won't because we never do.
The sports guys have been very kind to us because we have a lot of material to talk about.
It's a good time of the year.
Let's just roll right into it. Let's start with
what do you want to start with?
Order? What's the top of the order?
All right, so Western Conference standings. Let's just roll that out. Western Conference standings.
I want to say, like, the most surprising thing about the Western Conference standings is that the Trailblazers are, like, three.
Yeah, they're three.
Yep. Like, people, you wouldn't know. You'd like, what?
Rockets,
Trailblazers
Rockets
at three?
Are number one, though.
That's
It's not that surprising.
It's not that surprising, but that is, too.
Over the world.
That's how tight the Western Conference standings are. Yeah. Minnesota was third 2 weeks ago.
Right.
2 weeks ago, they were in third.
Right.
And now they're six.
Right. It's like one and two, and then all you other motherfuckers down there, right there. That's like 10, 12 games behind us. y'all figure that shit out. But we know we one and two.
Right. Y'all figure that shit out. You're going to lose anyway. It really doesn't right. matter.
It doesn't matter.
We're worried up
it
here.
Doesn't matter what your team
it
is.
It doesn't matter.
Anybody got the standings pulled up?
I got them right here on my sheet.
All right, can you tell? Okay, let me see that.
Mystery man prepared. All about right. to take your
Number
name.
Number two, K-5.
I'm going to start calling him homework.
All right, we got Houston at the top, Golden State, Portland. So here's where it gets interesting. From 3 to 8, they're within 3 games of one another. Portland is 41-26. Down at 8, you got Utah at 38-30. So Portland, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Minnesota, L.A., and Utah. Right now, San Antonio is out of the playoffs, and Denver is out. Do you guys think San Antonio will edge Utah out?
You got to give the nod to say yes.
Yeah, this is I would say so.
Like, the last time they were out of the playoffs, I think we weren't even in high school at all. Like, we probably, like I don't know, was it like 96 or some shit like that? No, when they drafted Duncan.
Yeah, they got the number one pick. That was 98.
98. Mm. So since 98.
Damn.
Right, that's crazy.
They made the playoffs. That's crazy. Ever since then.
Won a championship in 99 and ever since then.
Ever since then. So why? I remember it was a fluke. Like, it was during the lockout season.
The lockout season.
Oh, we don't count that. It's the Astros.
And
that's
it
what
was
everybody
like,
was
no,
calling them. Yeah. Oh, that's the Astros behind that championship.
Yep.
Now look.
Now look at them.
Uh-huh. Now look, like, at the multiple championships.
I don't know, though. I think the rookie, Donovan Mitchell, is the real deal. I think he can edge out the Spurs and keep them down there. The Spurs is going to try. But Donovan Mitchell, the real deal, and he made sure the Pistons understood that they passed him in that draft pick, too.
The thing is, too, what we got to realize, too, I think Kawhi is going to sit it down for the rest of the season.
And let's talk about that. Why? What's going on? Why are you trying to sabotage the organization?
He wants out. He doesn't want to come back. Look, he doesn't want to come back too soon where he looks kind of shaky, and then people say,
like Isaiah Thomas.
Like, oh, he reenters himself. Now people are like, I don't know if I want to sign him now.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if
I
want
him. Yeah, he's a free agent after next season.
Right.
See?
So he wants to come back.
He was supposed to come back tonight.
Yeah.
But he said no again.
But this is the telltale sign. The ex-Tony Parker, how does he look? Is he participating in, like, the 3-on-3s, anything like? He's like, I don't know. He doesn't practice with us.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's been in New York, I think.
Yeah, so he hasn't been even practicing with the team.
Something weird going on, man.
He wants out.
And San Antonio is not the drama team. It's not the team you go to and you find a story.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody is in the sunken place of Pop. And you know what I'm saying? He got them all hypnotized. They all the same. That's why it's weird that he won out. Where you going to go, bro?
Anywhere he wants.
He can't go anywhere he wants, but he's a Popovich player.
He is, but come on. Like, Kawhi, he's like the most reserved superstar that's in the NBA.
Which is why he should be under
but
Pop.
He's a superstar, though. Like, he has elite talent. And he can go anywhere he wants. Like, to me, it's like after you name, like, the top three, you know, LeBron, KDs, you can throw Harden up there, maybe Steph, Russell on him. But to me, Kawhi is like, it's LeBron, KD, and then maybe Kawhi to me.
And he could, you're right. And he could have solidified himself at the top of that if they had beat Golden State last year. Before he got his ankle.
They could have beat Golden State if it wasn't for Zaza.
Zaza MVP. Zaza MVP.
But
by any means necessary.
I wonder if Pop is losing the touch.
Ooh.
Because the rumor in the offseason was Aldridge wanted to be traded.
True. Yeah.
Not one player ever has wanted to be traded away from Pop.
Right.
And now you got Kawhi.
Yeah.
Possibly want to leave. So
and that's
maybe
weird,
Pop is losing it.
You know what? Because
that's weird.
Pop is from a whole nother era. You know what I'm saying? And these new guys. They're kind of weak, man.
But do you really look at LaMarcus Aldridge?
What's the difference?
They're weak. Flat out. Yeah, they saw.
What is it? The heart? What is it?
I don't look at Kawhi as a new guy, though.
Yeah, they don't.
That's I look at Kawhi it, as an old school, mute type of Greg Popovich kind of guy.
Me too, but.
So it's weird that he wants, I don't understand how, like, so Steven Jackson got the boot that one time.
Yep.
Understanding, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. I can understand that. You know, Steven Jackson, he a little hood. He probably didn't really talking fit shit the Spurs all the time.
He's not at all.
Yeah, he don't fit.
Right.
But Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
He a mute. Tim Duncan Jr.
He never smiles.
He doesn't do anything.
But you never know, man. Those are the type of people that wind up being like serial killers and shit.
Shut up.
Like, for real. For real. Like, no emotions. Like,
so you're saying Pop should be worried?
Pop should be worried. Yeah. I think Kawhi got a little Dexter in
practice
him,
with a gun.
He like, if you do one thing that goes against my moral code, I might murk you. You
know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
I just might.
All right, so what y'all think about New Orleans, though? New Orleans is right under... Oklahoma City. The only people that I'm looking at this, and the only team that I think has a chance at moving up is Minnesota. You got Portland, OKC, New Orleans, Minnesota. I think New Orleans will slide down there around 6, 7, and 8. Minnesota will slide up, and Oklahoma City will end up being 3. Mm. And Lillard and them may have to fall down and come back down to earth.
I don't know about that.
What you think?
I think OKC might miss the playoffs.
What? Whoa. Because of the
San Antonio's only 2 games behind them.
Ooh.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
For like 7, 8 games to go?
Carmelo can score. I know
that's about it.
But he can't play defense.
Right.
Him and Adams went at it, was a couple weeks ago because of the
help.
Help situation.
He ain't calling for help.
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck you up, man?
They could very well jump the playoffs. I don't know, man. I just don't like the way they play.
That would be the most disappointing team of all time if they don't make the playoffs. Like, I had them being like, okay, if they really gel, they may be the guys that can pop Golden State, you know what I'm saying, before the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were losing. I'm like, well, you know, it takes time to gel because I'm a Miami Heat fan. I know. Like, when they first got together in Miami Heat, it was trouble. You know what I'm saying? They were losing games, but then eventually they gel and it was over. But the thing of it is, Russell Westbrook is cancer. I'm going to put it out there.
Uh-oh.
He's a great player. Look, okay, I hear you. I hear you. When I say that, bro. Everyone
I'm so
like,
glad
what?
You're saying this because like, I've been saying this for a long time.
Absolutely.
Somebody's with, yeah.
Listen to this, though. Mm. Okay, James Harden leaves from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, MVP. He's talking to MVP every year in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
KD eventually leaves,
mm-hmm.
having his most efficient year of all time. Paul George comes over to OKC. Mm-hmm. He's a perennial all-star, having one of his worst seasons of all time. And the list goes on and on. Yeah,
Oladipo.
Oladipo. Let's finish going. Oladipo. Yeah. He was in talk of MVP earlier in the season.
Yep.
Having his best statistical year of his whole year.
You're right.
Of his whole year.
Right.
Of his whole the career.
Year.
Tentacles.
Of his year.
But this thing. So, it's one common denominator, though.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Say it.
All of these players I name have their worst years or a worse year than they are having right now.
Right.
While playing for, well, playing with Russell Westbrook.
I mean, he's a hard guy to play with. You got Kobe at point guard. That's bad, bro.
It's certain
you know
players.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. That
ball
is
dominant.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You got to distribute as a
everything
guard.
Go through me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You turn me to a catch and shoot guy. And I'm used to having a ball in my hand sometimes, two-ball.
Honestly, he an Allen Iverson upgrade.
It's two players in the league. I was going
to
talk
I'll
about
I'll pass it to you only when I'm triple-teamed.
Right.
And maybe.
And maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
It's
maybe.
It's a couple of players in the NBA that are, like, phenomenal talents, but are cancers. Russell Westbrook, number one. No, maybe number one is DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, man, yeah.
And that's what I was going to leave.
He got it bad, though.
I used to think that, but being in New Orleans, he looks different. I mean, he's hurt now.
Okay, let me ask you this. How did New Orleans look when he got injured?
Great.
Great.
Yeah, that's true.
They won 10 out of 12, right?
That is true.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these two players, like, you guys are great. I'm not taking away from your talent, but
You a Cancer.
But for everyone else around better. You.
I think that they need to go ahead and do the DeMarcus Cousins 30 for 30 so we can all understand who he is. Because he's been on losing teams, so nobody really knows. Right. He's just that guy.
Right.
And it seems like he's mad, and he get texts all the time. But he's really never as mad as she ever got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they always try to paint this picture like he a head case. And if he was in the NFL, he'd be kicked out by now.
That's what they say.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, who is DeMarcus Cousins? What's wrong with him? He from Alabama. Like, you can't be hood. I'm sorry. I'm going to take your hood, Craig.
No.
Pull up. Pull up.
No, it's some hood guys in Alabama. For sure.
I will tell you this, though.
You know what I'm saying? No.
I will tell you this, though.
Our boy's paying $60.
When you look at these Eastern, these Western Conference, these Western Conference standings.
You'll never know what he
is. You will never know.
Everybody's going crazy with Houston, but it won't even matter. Because the Warriors are going to win the Western Conference.
Yeah,
the Rockets went on a 16-game winning streak.
That's crazy.
And they only up a game and a half. Only up a game and a half. So
you got the Warriors that still the favorites?
Of course.
Okay.
They playing around now. They just, you know, lollygagging through the season.
All right. Steph Curry has had how many ankle injuries?
15.
16.
Oh.
16 ankle injuries, bro.
Is it the shoes?
Right. Them boots he be wearing.
You got to do better. Ain't helping.
Under Armour. What about the outer armor?
Man, 16. What's wrong with his ankles?
I don't know.
So I'm thinking Steph Curry.
He's small.
Yeah, Steph Curry may be the new D Rose.
No.
Think about it.
No.
Think about it, bro.
No.
We may not see Steph Curry it may be a decline from here on out because his ankles are messed up. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, but when D Rose was hurt, he never wanted to play.
He's a head case.
There you go.
That's a whole nother topic.
Curry's fine. He's not a D Rose. He's fine.
I'm scared for him, man.
But blame Zaza on this one, too, because remember, he messed up stepped on his ankle.
Yeah, it's
and
karma.
Then a couple games later, again.
Yep, it's karma. He's always in the way, man. He's a big dummy.
Yes.
His head is huge.
Okay.
He can take a mean punch.
You know what I'm saying? Romania.
Take a punch of stand.
Go back to Romania.
No basketball IQ. He's just out there bowling people over.
He's just out there. And then he want to wear ankle socks. Ain't nobody doing that no more, bro. He looked like he at Chandler Park. You know what I'm saying?
Off the type of socks he plays.
He ain't got no socks on. Check him for socks next time he comes on the court.
Sir, you have to have socks on to play in this game.
Oh, all right. So
thinking like a motherfucker.
LeBron says that they interviewed LeBron. And they were saying, do you think he's underappreciated because they was going to play them or whatever? I think they played him tonight, actually.
Speaking of Dame Lillard.
Yeah, so they like, are you going to, I'm sorry, is Damian Lillard underappreciated? And he said, I don't think so. I think he uses that. He uses it very well as motivation, but I don't think so. But give me Damian Lillard.
He said he's a
superstar.
How
much people appreciate him. Okay, so what do you mean, give me Damian Lillard? First of all, you're telling on yourself because we always knew you was a GM. You know what I'm saying? We always knew you were the GM. Give me Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
And you a sucker because all you want is to get somebody to shoot your little clutch shots because you scared.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard don't want you. He don't want you.
He don't want to take the game winner.
He don't want to shoot the game winner and not get credit like Kyrie.
Yeah.
He saw what happened.
Yes.
Why does he want to go to you, LeBron? For what? He actually has the killer instinct, ice running in his veins.
He got the Mamba.
He don't want no part of you.
He got the Mamba mentality.
He got the Mamba. Mamba was like, hey, y'all better look out for that boy Dame Lillard. He said that multiple times. And now you talking about some... Let me get him. Let you get him. You speaking from a position of seniority as if everybody respects you like you that guy. Everybody don't respect you like that.
What?
Some people think you soft. And some people think they can rip your heart out because there ain't nothing in there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you asked the question, why does he want to play with LeBron James? I'm going to answer that. Because he wants to go to a fucking finals. That's why.
And shoot his shot.
That's
and
why.
Literally, game
He's
winner.
Not going hit the bell. Hit the bell. He's right.
Hey, he doesn't want to go to anywhere where he's not going to play for that championship. Dame Lillard wants to win. You know what I'm saying? He has that in him. You're right. He has the Mamba mentality.
He Mamba.
But he also has sense.
He's also 6 feet.
He also has common sense. Like, man, LeBron James, if LeBron James comes to the Blazers, it's a problem out there. Lillard, McCollum, LeBron, oh my God.
Okay, Slimmy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go through the text transcript of Dame and LeBron tonight.
I cannot deal with you.
Because it happened. You know it happened.
Let me see what I can find.
What a plug, Tom.
Here's Dame. Bron, you for real, bro? You be Bron. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yo, Dame Dollar, what's the deal? It's the king. It's the king.
What? Why is
what's
Gucci?
What's poppin', king? I seen what you said about me earlier. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, little homie. You know what I'm saying? I see you out there shooting threes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, coming, so he called him little homie, though?
Yeah, he's openly disrespectful. He's 6 feet. I'm 6'8", and I'm Brian. I'm king.
Damn, I don't appreciate that, little homie, but that's what's up, though. I really appreciate what you said about me, but you know what I'm saying? You need to chill, bro.
Look, little homie is a term of endearment, okay? I'll call you my little homie.
I don't hear no recruiting going on. Right. I don't hear no recruiting going on.
This conversation's going on way too long.
Right. You see what Philly did for me? Get on your people, man. We're my fucking...
First of all, when did Bron become...
This conversation was terrible.
I don't think he's going to Portland.
I'm not going to Portland.
I'm straight, big bro.
I know what we're not going to do. We're not going to role play on this show anymore. That's not what we're going to do.
Have fun in the first round.
For sure. Fuck off. Mamba, bitch.
What we're going to skip is the improv on this show because, wow, that was impressive.
All right. So that was...
okay.
I think that motherfucking
First of all, when people are texting, there's no third party that comes in and jumps in.
Right.
Where was that text?
That was supposed to be a text.
That was a text?
Yeah. Welcome to the stew.
I didn't even know.
Hello. I'm not sure why.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
Me? You're talking to
you
me?
You ruined the improv.
Single-handedly. No, I helped it. I helped it move along.
Mess this up.
Yeah, that's my job.
All right, whatever.
Isn't that why I'm between you two? You don't do that shit?
Ding.
All right, moving on. NFL free agency.
After the mention of that stew sandwich.
Hey, man, we'll be back for the next text series.
No, we won't.
Next week, we'll have another text series for you.
I have a sock in my mouth.
We just made that up on the fly, but I think it's a good idea.
Great,
it was funny to me.
I think next week, Oscar Award winning. Next week, you might as well be Ebron and Bob Quinn.
You're going to do that tonight.
That'll be on our after show.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah, definitely. I'll be Quinn.
So wait, these are text messages, though?
No, we're going to go face. We're going to do face. FaceTime on that shit.
So, speaking of the NFL, the Lions have been sucking so far in free agency. They have done absolutely nothing.
Uh-oh.
We have interviewed some of all of the oldest running backs. I just got a tweet yesterday that said Herschel Walker was working out for the Lions. I saw Emmitt Smith at the gym at Franklin Athletic Center working out.
Emmitt like, God damn, y'all lying weak as fuck. What's the meme with Emmitt? What does he say?
I don't know.
Oh.
we need T.O. I mean, we accept any and everybody at running back. So we might as well extend it to receiver. Get Chad Ochocinco.
Somebody, anybody.
We're not doing anything. And I said on this show, and when Amir was here, I told him, they messed up by firing my boy, Jim Caldwell. He needed one more year. Y'all gave him an extension. Let him work it out. See what's going to happen. And what y'all do. Hire Patricia.
Hold on, before you disagree, thank you.
I go to 12 Oaks.
Bruce Wayne is the shit, by the way.
Bruce Wayne.
He on it.
let me tell y'all how radical and retarded. Let me not use that word. That's offensive. How about ignorant? Radical and ignorant Lions fans are. I go to 12 Oaks.
Okay.
I see it's called the fan shop or something. We got a nice little like fan store. It's kind of cool. You go in there, everything's overpriced. Nothing's on sale.
Right.
So I'm walking through. I'm actually on the escalator going down, and I look to the left, and I see a beard, a hat to the back, and a headset on the front of a T-shirt, a silhouette, as if he did some shit. Like he President Obama. Why does he have a silhouette T-shirt? He ain't did nothing. And for them to even print that, it just goes to show they know this fan base is stupid as hell. So we just going to put his face on there. I bet you they'll buy it because they don't even need results. He ain't played a game. Now look what he doing. Everybody from Syracuse, line up, bro. And oh man, these people stupid. You getting a check today. Yeah, we're going to lose. But look, bro, we'll be back with whoever. You know, we'll fall on our feet. I'm a great defensive coordinator, even though I suck. And I said Malcolm Butler, right? We'll fall on our feet. We're just going to ruin this franchise. And people like Slammy Fast will come to the game and support.
Oh, my God.
Man, man. Hey, I'm pissed. Right
move, he boycotted.
Caldwell has to go, and I'm glad.
Oh, okay. God. So what are we doing? Being the Patriots Junior, we're going
that'll be fine.
We're
going
to avoid all of the big names on purpose? Is that the like that's the strategy?
Big names don't win shit. Ask Dan Marino. You know what I'm saying? It's a collective group. The NFL is a team where
who won
it's
year?
The whole team that decides if you win the championship. Like
is it? Yeah.
Yes, it is
yeah.
The whole
it's
team.
It's not the NBA.
I agree.
It's not like the NBA.
Okay, but that does not mean that you ignore the holes on your team.
I agree with that,
you
too.
Know what?
You don't ignore the holes on your team on purpose and just say, well, that's because big names don't matter. Where do you plan on spending the money? I'm confused.
Defense. Right, they have a lot of it.
We got a whole
lot
of,
money.
What are we doing?
What are
defense.
We doing?
The Lions are sitting
defense
back.
Defense win football games.
I don't understand.
And they run
man.
A Patricia
defense
system.
Games in any sport.
Patricia's system is just
which
fitting.
Is what?
You just fit players in. You don't need big names. That's what they do in New England, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's where he came from. Him and Quinn.
And they have
I don't
all
agree with it,
been
but,
trash.
Yeah.
So
all of his little knights have been trash.
So what's to come in the future for the Lions?
Nothing. The same
NFC
shit.
Championships.
The same?
I'm not going. I'm so, not going
NFC championships.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
Really?
Not with Kirk Cousins. Not with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Yeah, we're not going to get
Kirk
nothing.
Kirk Cousins is ass, man.
Oh, wow.
Minnesota's
oh, wow.
the truth.
Oh, wow.
But Kirk Cousins, man, this guy is the most overrated underachiever.
You like team. That?
He's ass, man.
The Lions are going to finish fourth. In
that was the most white boyish, yes. like, boss up I have ever seen.
BDB?
You like that, don't you? You like that? Hey, what, bro? You know what I'm saying? You need to relax, bro. We're going to leave your frat party right now. No beef between me and you.
Stop yelling, whatever
hey,
you do.
Yeah.
So, no, but Matt Patricia, I don't know what to expect. I expect for him to win football games, but what I can judge is that he's going off. We're going for primarily defensive players. And that shows me that he has his mind in the right place.
Yeah, because that's what we needed, though, for real.
Tavon Wilson, is that what you're talking about? Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Look,
Christian
look.
Jones.
Hey, hey. Who? Who knew
even
who?
Dennisville.
Who knew?
The second. He
couldn't even.
Am I playing? Did
who
he get
knew?
Me?
Who knew? Who don't Malcolm try, Butler was for the Patriots.
Malcolm Butler was like a Bartista or something.
Exactly.
Barista, what the fuck is a Bartista?
Whatever they call it at Starbucks. What
like,
they call it?
That's what he was doing.
Barista?
Barista.
He said Bartista.
He's making fucking hearts in your coffee and shit. Your latte.
And tista.
You put a heart in your latte.
Right.
Now you just got a 5-year deal.
Man, where the hell is Bartista at? See, that's why I would thank fuck you. Around with Starbucks. Right. All your Bartistas got attitudes.
You know why? Because they have great scouting. They have great scouting.
But the Lions need a running back. And not an old one.
We do. But nobody's knocking on that door to come here and be our running back.
Well, they knocking on the door. It's just old.
They're like, no. The thing is, hey, come on. Come like M said.
Slow
I don't know. I don't even know what if he's watching or not, but M said. Like, once you get people in the door, you don't let them go without signing that contract. And these people are signing contracts before they even meet their date to even meet with the Lions.
Right.
That's the thing.
True. Like, who though? Tavon Wilson.
Yeah, fucking Richard Sherman. He was on schedule to meet with the Lions. Everybody in the uproar like, yeah. Guess what? San Francisco got him here.
Well, he apparently he called the Lions to give him a chance.
But. And they say it was crazy. What's crazy is, though, they say that Richard Sherman signed here just so he can play the Seahawks twice a year.
Yeah, Seahawks fans hate it, too. They hate it, man. That's their rival.
Once a year. Mm-hmm. So that's how it go, man. The Lions, man, they need to make some move. They better get Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, no.
Bring them back.
I would
bring them back. That brings some excitement. That would make Lions fans like.
You know what? Okay. I don't understand.
That's all Lions fans like is excitement.
That's all we. That's all we can look forward to.
Because we don't get anything else. There's nothing else that we get.
The fact that you said that, you're right, because that's why I was going to the games last year for excitement. And that's why I was pissed that they fired Caldwell, because I'm like, now y'all just messed it up.
They only had excitement in the last game when they went for that 2-point conversion.
No, that Steelers game was hype.
I'm glad you said excitement.
That was hype. You can't lie. Yeah,
I'm glad you said that.
My Steelers won, though.
I'm glad you said that. That's why they got rid of Jim.
I didn't expect us to win.
They got rid of Jim Caldwell because he didn't have any excitement.
That's all we asking for. We went 0-16.
That's right. This is one of the top Lions fans in the world.
Still full.
And he feels me. Bring back Sue.
He's going to New Orleans tonight, though. He might not leave.
They might not leave. He's not going to leave.
All right, so let's talk about.
Yeah, don't throw out that rumor yet.
Let's talk about the fact that you think that the Lions will win the NFC Championship, and I don't think they can win the NFC North because Aaron Rodgers just got Jimmy Graham, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Okay.
And they shipped Jordy Nelson out. Mm. They'll replace him with somebody. Somebody on the bench is probably better than him anyway. That one tall kid, I forgot his name.
Oh, man, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's fast, too. I forgot his name. Whatever he is, whoever he is, he probably better than him by now, and they got Jimmy Graham. So you're not going to edge out the Packers, and you won't push the Vikings because that defense is returning. Zimmerman is returning, and they just added a new quarterback to the system. Their offense probably still sucks, but so what? They lost McKinnon. But so what? Now they stuck with what you go. What's that?
Yeah, they got Cook, though, coming back.
Cook. Right. You got Cook coming back. Yep.
That was a beast.
Yeah, so. And then what did we do to talk about? Nothing. I can't say we. And then we added Tavon Wilson.
I can't say we. And then we added.
I can argue that the Bears are better or will be better by the time the season come along.
Damn, so that makes
who they pick
like
up?
The worst?
Yes,
the Bears
no.
picked up Allen Robinson, receiver. Yeah. Taylor Gabriel, receiver. Yeah, Trey Burton, nice. Tight end.
Mm.
They brought back Amakamura. Acho, they got defensive players too.
They got T'Challa, the Black Panther,
and they,
right.
And they go draft defense. So there you go. Right. They're gonna be better than the Lions.
So yeah, I did pick Chicago to have like the second best free agency so far.
Why
no,
didn't
maybe
we
third,
shoot
maybe
for
third.
Allen Robinson? Why
we don't need receivers?
Man, they paid
receivers.
Him a lot of money. No,
Quinn don't pay.
Yeah,
what they pay him?
They paid him 3 years, 42.
Mm.
Yeah,
Quinn don't pay that.
Yeah, we ain't paying.
No. He looking more like 24 if he want to pay something.
We need defensive guys, dude. And apparently a tight end, though.
What about Ansa? Did we franchise him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we franchised Ansa, so we got him on deck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Moving on, man. I can't keep talking. Let's it's depressing.
Since we talked about Ebron, let's talk about him in further detail. So, the Lions got rid of Eric Ebum, like I like to call him.
Ebum.
And I am so happy.
This
makes me more happier than them get rid of Jim Caldwell.
I feel like we was close to landing E-Bum as a guest, and now he's gone. And I
way
wasn't calling him E-Bum until he's gone, so now he's E-Bum.
Just get the exclusive. Yeah. He announces where he's going.
Right, yeah. Oh, that'd be great. He might fumble that, too, and miss that, too. Like, oh, set it up perfectly. Oh, off his fucking shoulder pad. Oh, look at that bullet. Oh, it's going to be a touchdown. Oh, it's off his face mask.
Well, my inner plug, the Lions organization.
Inner plug. Hit him what they say. What they say.
They told me that E-Bum was not a bum. However, he did, kind of fumble a lot of opportunities, but they felt like the offensive coordinator went away from him way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that the OC does not have faith in anybody unless they're his guy.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So
I agree with that.
It's not E-Bum's fault.
But he's still E-Bum.
Lion source.
But he's still
that Lion source that you're talking about, I'm pretty sure it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a.
You got a good feeling who it is? I don't think you guys know this guy.
Okay, good.
And it came from E-Bum's friend. one of his right. few friends. Right. On the team. Right. Somebody that also feels the exact same way.
Ryan by himself.
At the end of that statement, you still called him E-Bum, though. So.
Right. That's so, what it, the telltale
we,
sign
we all
is.
Know
He's
what.
Still
and,
E-Bum.
And who did we replace him with at tight end?
It don't matter.
Are you blinking? I can't.
You see me blinking?
You got something in your eye?
Blink.
Shit, nobody.
Zach Randolph. He can go play some tight end.
Right. Zach Randolph.
He got no knees anymore.
He got no knees.
Yeah, he
has.
He
blocked for 2 seconds.
Block for two seconds
and run a 3-yard curl. That's all
he
needs.
He definitely can box out on that curl.
Box out on that curl. You ain't giving around Z-Bum. But E-Bum, let me show you how much of a bum he is.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. You got something against him because when you text that to me, like, let's talk about Ebron being released, I'm like, no. why are we talking about him?
That's big news here, It's big news in Detroit.
He threw a party that we were not invited to.
If that's big news in Detroit, that's what's wrong with our sports town right now.
Period.
He's big news.
Yeah.
We've been calling for him. Like, diehard Lions fans, we've been calling for Ebum to be released.
Oh, it's personal.
It's personal.
Because you've been dumb enough to root for them.
Because he's ass. No, this is the thing, though. Like, all of my guys were just saying, like, how much of a waste of a pick it was. I was like, no, let's just see. You know what I'm saying?
Typical Lions,
man. Let's just see. I don't want to just say he's a bum without having the research done to say, okay, he's undoubtedly a bum. So
after 4 years, he's now a bum?
After 4 years, he's definitely a bum.
You got Aaron Donald drafted behind him.
That's exactly.
Odell Beckham.
Zach Martin,
tackle for the Cowboys.
This is how terrible the Lions organization is.
Exactly. Ryan Shazier.
You pick E-Bum.
I can keep naming him.
Man.
Totally for catches. You didn't pick him for run blocking. None of that. It was particularly for receptions. You pick him over Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow.
That's how much of an ass organization you are.
And well, Ebron had a huge drop.
But
rate
he has better hair.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He has better hair choices. He has better hair choices.
He was who we thought
they're,
we
they're
were.
Like, mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. DJ, does he have
you
better hair
crown
choices?
His ass? Crown his ass.
So this is how much of a bum he is, though. We tried to trade him. We was like,
can't
we put him out
with
there.
Him.
Yeah, like this. Two for 50. Like Mr. Allen.
We're
like
Mr.
Allen.
Without him.
We got E-Bum. So E-Bum. 2 for 50.
What did he do
give
to you?
Buy one, get one free. We'll throw you. We'll add in a 6-round pick if you
we'll
buy
we'll throw in 50 bucks.
Yeah, we'll throw in 50 bucks if you buy him. Nobody took the bite. Nobody, like, no, we don't want that bum ass.
Nobody.
So we were delegated to, like, okay, we just got to let him go.
Hey, Jordy Nelson went to the Raiders. How good will the Raiders be next year?
I don't think he's
a coach.
They basically traded him for Crabtree because they cut Crabtree and they picked up another old bum. So, what y'all think?
I mean.
And they got Chucky Dow, Gruden. Yeah,
that's what I think. They kind of care because he's the coach.
Okay.
He's not good.
Mm.
I think it's something too.
Because he did take Tony Dungy's team and won a ring
ever
like
since then,
Steve Kerr.
I ain't liked him.
Mm.
Just in the chair with players.
I got one. He's a
definition.
Colonizer.
He's a
not with the hat.
Colonizer. Don't touch anything.
You colonized the Buccaneers and you won a championship, the Super Bowl, and now you will forever be cursed.
You
by
do
the
not
Black Panther.
Touch anything when you come to our team.
So no, but
we play with vibranium in our helmet.
No CTE.
What would they do without weapons?
But no, Jordy, I think Jordy lost a step, man. It's a reason why Green Bay let him go.
But can we talk about Forrest Whitaker's accent, though? Like, can we do that yet?
It was bad.
Is it too soon?
Is it bad?
It's awful. Bad? What are you talking about?
I don't think it was that bad.
The strength. Nigga said, the strength.
You can't roll
of the Black Panther.
Never be removed.
Don't
look African at all.
Hey, no, no. One of the funniest.
Got one eye.
No, they healed that shit. They healed that. They healed that. That was one of the funniest memes of all time.
I see that on social media.
Yeah, they were like Wakanda.
Hey, listen. Photoshop come a long way. Hold on.
His eye was straight.
They straightened his eye out.
No. The strength of the Black Panther
will like,
we'll be stripped.
Right. Yeah, they rolled that R the whole movie.
That's how
like,
do it, man.
But first of all, this is not Mexico, Forrest Whitaker.
They roll certain
sit down. Sit down.
Hold on. This I would is... not listen. I would not let you disrespect Forrest Whitaker.
You know what? He's great in other movie. He played, but he played needs to calm
mean.
Down.
You know what I'm saying?
You know Forrest what?
He played E.D.I. Mean, and he played a great role.
Michael Jackson wrote Thriller. But.
No, but if you look at the young guy from the first scene, his eye was messed up.
Yeah.
Get back to Wakanda.
See, they were trying. They were trying. See, I didn't even
know. Oh, the young in the Oakland. The young force.
Okay.
His eye was messed up. I noticed that.
Okay. I didn't peep that. I got.
I didn't
you know
peep
what?
That either. I got it. How many times have you seen it? Bruce
I only
Wayne.
Seen it once. I got to see it a couple more times.
How the
though.
Hell do you know that detail then?
That's
like,
how
you
I
know
am.
What?
With
that
movies,
has
man.
To be Forrest Whitaker. That has to be Forrest Whitaker in the future.
You know before he said it.
This is the damn second scene. He was like, you know what? That's who that is.
No. I ain't know the end, but. You know, go back at it, you kind of realize that was supposed to be him.
So on the radio in the morning on the way to work, they had this conversation.
Okay.
I haven't seen Black Panther at all. I'm just wondering, why is it so great?
Why is that the...
Is that Bob from Farmington?
I don't know. Let's open it up to our caller. The only reason that they go see Black Panther is because black isn't... Okay, let me stop. If you say black... That's racist. That's racist, bro. We don't say white like that.
White?
Black Panther is because it's got black in the front of it.
He emphasized the
I'm
word
like,
black.
Damn, I'm feeling bad on my way to work.
I'm feeling bad.
I'm feeling oppressed on the way to work because he was being like that. So people was calling in and, you know, they was trying to explain the social message behind it. But, you know, some of us just don't get it. And I know some black people who are like, oh, that movie was whack. I don't get it. Blah, blah, blah. And
they too deep.
It ain't even that deep, though. It's very
it's
surface.
Because they don't have the strength. The Black Panther.
Or the knowledge.
Right.
The ancestors.
Strength.
The Black Panther was too
or
soft.
Or the one
though.
Eye
Man,
of
Black
the Black
Panther.
Panther
was great.
His voice wasn't even strong.
I promise the king.
I will go show him. Working. Show them who you are.
I cannot.
I tried.
Right.
He does not have the strength.
This is only 3 days.
This
in
nigga spell everything with a T. Forrest Whitaker still don't know how to spell since he's been in that movie. He spelled at the end of every word.
But
with a
shout
T.
out to them. They've grossed the most money yep. for any movie ever.
Three
to
time.
The point where this morning show just had to talk about it.
Uh oh.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of morning shows.
Speaking of morning
and they were
shows.
Still hating. I'm like,
speaking
on,
speaking of morning shows, let's who was on The View?
No, it was
we gotta talk
it was
about it.
The Breakfast Club.
Who no. Wasn't his wife on The View though?
It wasn't
no,
The View, it's called Club. The Real.
The
Real.
The
DJ Envy
the
and his wife
on The Breakfast Club though,
right? Huh? No, the last incident was The Breakfast Club.
So DJ Envy and his wife went on The Real. So the day that T'Challa went to The Breakfast Club, if you notice, T'Challa. DJ Envy wasn't there.
Right.
He missed a T'Challa interview. And instead, he went to The Real. And they opened it up. They was like, yeah, you know, this is me and, you know, DJ Envy and his wife or whatever. And she's like, but you guys haven't always been in love. And he like, yeah, like it wasn't always so good because he cheated on you, right? Like, damn, dog. He's sitting there with four different women. So he say, yeah, you know, that's happened, blah, blah, blah. Deezus and Mero, it's a podcast that has turned into a nighttime show. One of my favorite shows, by the way. It's the number one night show, by the way. So they get to roasting DJ Envy. They talking about, you know, how he got caught on there. Why was you even on there? Blah, blah, blah. And there was one part where he said that my wife doesn't know me as DJ Envy. She knows me as whatever his real name is. And then Deezus made the joke of, oh, she know about them DJ Envy checks, though. Fast forward. Today, they go on The Breakfast Club, Deezus and Mero. And DJ Envy opens it up. Rude. Calls them all
Dickhead
out of their name.
Pussy.
That's what he said.
3 times.
And then he checked him immediately. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate you, that you said, you know what I'm saying, my wife know about my checks. My wife was holding me down way before I was DJ Envy. She was making way more money than me. She been making her own money. And they like, you for real, bro? You know what I'm saying? They like, you for real? And he like, yeah, that wasn't cool. I don't appreciate that. And it just threw them off. So they like, well, my bad then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a joke. I thought you was going to take it as a joke. We comedians. Shit was funny. You was on the real. You know what I'm saying? So my bad or whatever. So then he like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they joking. Charlamagne joking like, y'all sure y'all don't want to step outside? DJ Envy like, I would love that. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? He mad for real.
Get his ass beat.
Right. To the point. And then Angela Lee talking about some. He been taking boxing, by the way.
Oh. She come in with the lame facts. So
DJ Envy,
right?
The show goes on, and he's just like, "All right, I'm still promoting whatever I'm here to promote." The show goes on, and DJ Envy gets up and
can
leaves.
Can we team up or something? Like, I know you, mystery man. I won't put it on camera, dog. Right. We don't have to document this, but. At least get them.
He's brown, you're orange.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What up, though?
That was a beige rage right there.
So they had a beige rage meter on him, man. So he's officially my BDB of the week, boss down, bro.
You had
no business bossing up and trying to walk out on that. You know what I'm saying? Desus was like, it's messed up. He said because he pressed us on air. We bossed down, apologize. It should be over.
Right.
And he like, it's messed up now because the next time y'all call us to come on the show, now we got to think about, well, is it going to be like last time? Mm-hmm. He low-key pulled rank on him. Like, we doing more numbers than y'all, so I don't got to be on this bitch. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, DJ Envy, BDB, boss
BDB,
down,
bro. Hey, boss down,
first
bro.
Of all, your wife made you say that.
Right, exactly. Right. Like, just because you're in trouble you at home, don't mean you need to go start going on radio shows disrespecting people.
I can't believe you let them disrespect me like that. Blah. He like, damn, I wasn't even on the show. I don't care. You got their number. You could have called them and put them on speakerphone and put it on Instagram for the world to see. Don't ever let nobody disrespect me like that. I can't believe it. I'm about to go cry in the bathroom. Oh! You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Now it's real to him.
Okay. Hey, but let's do the text message back and forth with the wife and DJ MP.
You would have to play that role.
I know.
I don't want a bell being rung on me.
I mean,
right, exactly.
Hold on. That's number one.
My thing is this, though. Y'all finna do this shit?
No, I want to know what it is.
All right, no. Man, DJ Envy, man. He's been the bitch ass nigga.
Man,
he's always been his whole life. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have said that shit if that was 21 Savage made a joke about your wife.
Right.
You know
trying
what I'm saying?
To boss up.
Or the Migos. You've been over there quiet as hell. Like,
I mean, do it look like I was left up bad?
I like your music, man. You know what I'm saying? You soft as hell. You try to go hard on some other hoes that you think they ain't gonna boss up.
They ain't gonna do nothing.
But
to
why
you.
Would you try and boss up to Charlamagne, though? Like,
he ain't boss up on Charlamagne.
No, I mean, like, the whole, like he got Donkey of the Day and all that shit. Like,
right. So
he didn't get Donkey on the Day on his own show.
No.
He getting BDB on here.
He getting BDB.
Well, yeah. But,
this is my thing, though. DJ Envy, man, you came on trying to be tough. When you're not tough, like, man, we can see who's tough and we can see who's all about the. You got Twitter fingers. You know what I'm saying? DJ Envy is the guy that got Twitter fingers of me. Uh-oh. He don't want that beef. What happened was his wife obviously wears the pants at home. I don't think she was that subtle with him, Detroit Red. I think she came home like, nigga, they think you a bitch.
Mm. She was like, bitch.
You gonna let them hold your wife like that?
Man, she might have punked him like that.
Yeah, she like,
that's
show
bad.
Me.
That's bad if your like, wife ain't
like,
punking you.
Yeah, she like, show me. Take up for this family.
Well,
she's like, I got you. I'm gonna show you.
Do you want
to have to show nobody nothing.
I'm gonna hold them.
Well, DJ Envy did go talk to TMC after the whole ordeal. Do you want to hear?
Oh, he did?
He did.
Please
he talked
tell
to TMC.
Us.
He said the whole reason he went on the show and walked out is that he wants everyone to understand that his wife is not to be messed with.
Here we go.
Not to be messed with
told.
Or disrespected.
Exactly.
And he also made it a point to say.
She wrote that shit.
Right.
Wrote a statement.
She wrote the statement,
she
by the way.
Like, listen, you going to go to TMC, you going to say this right now, or I'm going to take half
word
your shit.
Word for word.
I'm going to take all your shit.
Verbatim.
Fuck half. I'm going to take all of it.
Mm.
And then He says he just made he wanted to make it a statement that he is now cool with what Desus and Mero is. So that he just wanted to make it a point to say, you know, they're cool now, so he can come back on the show. But you know, he just had to make it a point that no one was going to talk about his wife like that. That's what he told TMZ.
I feel like
I know you got to say something, but I got to say like. He didn't say that to that chick that was going to use that strap on his ass.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say none of that. He wasn't, I'm doing this for my wife. Note. He wasn't doing that. I'm doing this for my wife when that strap on was sliding up his leg.
Three times.
He talking about, you. What'd he say? You're a savage or something like that.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. He's like, hold on. You come with that 10-inch, you're not finna disrespect my wife like that.
Oh, no, you coming with the 10-inch, baby.
You need
my wife only uses
12.
An 8-inch. Yeah. Oh, not disrespect my wife like that.
We went in the other direction. I went for bigger, you went for smaller. That's fine.
Oh, my.
But the thing is that his wife, the moral of the story, though, is that his wife is to not be disrespected. Mm-hmm. So,
his wife is not to be disrespected.
She's like, DJ Envy, Renard, whatever your name is.
Right.
It would not be no strap on action until you go check them motherfuckers.
DJ Envy, I'm sorry to say, but you are the stew.
Man.
BDB of this.
BDB. Boss down, bro. Boss down, bro.
Please.
Man, stop having your wife write your notes.
Side chick, which was Erica Mena, first of all. That's
Whoa, that's a great side chick to have.
That's what was hitting him with the strap.
Oh, Erica Mena.
Well,
I can see that.
That's kind of gay. Boss
up on
it
was talking about how he, like, I messed up with somebody that was beneath me. I mean,
but I mean,
really beneath me. Okay, don't let her. That's why she
called you a
Snapchat.
Bottom, bro.
That's why she screenshotted it, because you was talking crazy.
He's a power
boss down,
bottom. But he's a power bottom.
That's a new BDB. Boss down, bottom.
Oh, my God.
Hey, real quick.
I'm not going to do that.
Let's close the show out with our March Madness picks.
But do we have a hotel from Mystery Man, though?
Bruce Wayne, do you have a history?
It's
have
hard
a
to have hood tales.
Okay,
when you come
DJ has a throat ache, apparently.
No, I'm Bruce Wayne.
So I know that was his best attempt, but if you could come up with a hood tale and stop stacking those papers.
A hood tale?
Yes. While we go over March Madness, we got 2 minutes of that, and then we got 1 minute of some hood tale. I don't know,
but okay.
I mean, you don't have to, but some of our guests don't have.
If there is something that happened to you in the hood that you would like to share, that would be your hood tale.
But let's go into March Madness.
Okay. March Madness, baby. I got you a bit winning it all. They got Mo Wagner.
Okay.
Is this Dick by Dale, baby.
I got it.
I don't know.
She don't know college basketball.
No, I'm not listening anymore.
She's a diaper dandy.
Okay, well, here we go.
All right.
I got the TV on mute because I'm usually, I'm not gonna talk to either of you after this.
One and done, baby.
Are you touching my hair? Are you touching my shoulder now? I hate you.
You better not do that.
Okay.
So. Stop sucking your papers.
Who's your pick killer? Who's your pick killer? Real quick.
Fuck that. I'm not talking to either of you right now.
All
right,
moving on.
Moving right along.
I got Michigan.
I'm going for the Flint Tropics.
Who's that?
At least I got.
He's
that
on diaper.
What's his? What?
Will Ferrell. Andre 3000.
I'm gonna go with Michigan State.
Why are you going with Michigan State? I didn't want to say Michigan State.
Izzo coming alive in a Final Four.
Not this year.
Not this year. He's known.
Or last year.
Like, we lose games during regular season, but when attorney time is?
No. North Carolina all the way. North Carolina really? All the way. Yeah. Maybe. Three straight years for Joel Berry.
Okay.
I'm hearing that. So we got 1 minute left.
We got no minutes.
One minute. No
we
minutes.
Wow.
Our engineer is a stickler on time.
She is a stickler of all sticklers.
She's like, every minute we go on behind our...
Well, you're wasting the 1 minute you were just fighting for. She's talking shit.
She has. You know,
fuck
anyways.
You.
Things to do.
Fuck you. Fuck Whoa. You. You're cool.
Wow.
All right, goodbye.
Are you going to bring me into this?
What up, though, cuzzo?
We will holler at y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe to YouTube. Our YouTube page is popping
so you can
now.
See a better vision.
Subscribe to iTunes and SoundCloud. Check us out. Stay with us. Stick with us, man. We're going big places.
Thank you
and
for we'll simmering
y'all
this stew.
Next week. Thank you, Bruce Wayne, for coming through.
Bruce Wayne.
Batman.
Yeah.
We out.